And welcome to Playbook Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. All the links to the podcast can be found at gameplanplaybook.com. That's gameplanplaybook.com. So today, what I wanted to talk to you about is the power of consistency in mental performance. And specifically, the title of this podcast is to think the same thing and say the same thing, right? So one of the problems that a lot of people have, no matter what field you're in, no matter what area of life we're talking about, is that they are not consistent. They're not consistent with their diet. They're not consistent with their performance. They're not consistent in their relationships. They're not consistent in their parenting. They're just not consistent across the board. And what happens is that over time, the results are inconsistent results. You have some good months, not so good months. You have some good weeks, not so good week, right? And you're just kind of all over the place and all over the board. And what happens is that inconsistency creates discomfort, which is not always a bad thing, but it also creates a level of doubt. And that is what can cause you to not take action or not take charge of the opportunities that are in front of you because you're not consistent. Okay. So the playbook principles that this covers are actually three. The first is faith. And what I talk about with that is anything that you're trying to do requires faith, confidence, and belief. And if you don't have those three things, it's very difficult for you to really accomplish much of anything in life. You may accomplish some things, but you're not going to get the goals that really matter because you lack that faith, you lack that confidence, you lack that belief. The second thing that you need, and that's related to this particular concept, is programming. You got to reprogram your mind. So many people think that they can create a new result or a new thing with an old mindset, and it just doesn't work like that. You've got to reprogram your mind. You got to think differently than the way that you've thought before. The third thing you have to do is that once you make the decision to start, once you make the commitment to start to change your life, to start creating new things, you have to keep going. And a lot of times what happens is that people, you know, they get tired because they're not seeing the results fast enough, and they give up. And when you give up, you basically have to start over. So what do I mean by think the same thing, say the same thing, do the same thing, right? So when you're starting out to create a goal or to pursue a goal, what you have is you have a collection of thoughts that basically reflect that you do not have the goal yet. So let's say it's a car, right? So you want a new car, and maybe you don't have the money and or the credit to get it. And you say to yourself, well, I just got to save up money to get the car. And you've been doing that for a while, but things continue to come up. Maybe, you know, unforeseen circumstances require you to pay that money to someone else. You know, maybe it's an unexpected bill and it takes precedent over you getting a new car. It may be a family member that needs help. It may be you. Maybe you lost your job. Whatever the case may be, you had to use the money for something else. So what worked before may not work now. And it's really something to remember in life, is that just because it worked 5 years ago, it doesn't mean it's going to work today. As a matter of fact, it's likely that it won't work today. Because just like we change, the world changes. So you have to be able to adapt. It's why the bug is here, but the dinosaur isn't. one adapted, the other didn't. So you've got to learn how to adapt to various things in life. So you want this car, and you've been thinking for about 2 years, I got to save money. So think of it from this perspective. If you already had the car, would you be thinking about saving money for it? No, you would be enjoying the car. Okay? So the thought process needs to change a little bit. Instead of saying, when I save this money, I'm going to get the car, a better thing to say would be, I'm enjoying my new car. And I am happy with the choice that I made. It's a good payment. I can afford it. It's a great car. I got a great deal. And then you just start thinking from that place. Now, along the way from when you start to when you actually get the keys to that car and drive it off the lot, there may be all kinds of things that will happen, but those things don't really matter. The only thing that matters is what you're thinking, because the only thing that you can control is what you're thinking, okay? You can't control whether the bank approves your loan. You can't control a job loss or a job slowdown. You can't control family members needing money. The only thing you can control is yourself. And you can always say, you know, if someone needs financial help, you can always say, I don't really have it available right now. Or you can just give what you can. But the only thing that you can 100% control 100% of the time is your thought, your thoughts, your thought life, what goes on in your mind. So you think from the place of, if I had my goal, this is how I would feel. I would feel relieved. I would feel amazing. I would feel great, right? I would feel just, you know, all the feels, for lack of a better word, all the feels of having a new car. Anyone who's ever gotten a new car, you know how that feels. It feels great, right? It's a great feeling. A new car smell, they say it's the most expensive smell in the world, right? But you know, you'd feel great about it because you finally have the car. Okay, you wouldn't feel down. You wouldn't feel depressed. It doesn't match the goal. So it takes a lot of mental discipline to think the same thing every day, even when there's no evidence that this is happening. Another example would be business, right? Up to now, you may not have any customers, you may not have any client. And so it can be a bit depressing when you look at your email client and not see any emails come in. It can be a downer to see no sales. It can be a downer to see no responses to your messages. But none of that matters if you understand that you got to think the same thing every time. You got to think the same thing every time. Okay? Because what happens is that when you become consistent with your thought patterns, what happens is that you're going to develop a level of certainty, because certainty comes from between the ears. It doesn't come, if you're getting your certainty from outside of you, you're in trouble, right? Because you can't control what's going on the outside of you, right? You might think, well, I'm going to drive 2 hours to go to another city. And you might think it's going to be just a great drive, comfortable drive, and there may be a huge traffic jam waiting for you. There may be a huge rainstorm, snowstorm, whatever kind of storm. All these things could be waiting for you in that 2-hour drive. You can't control any of that. What you can control is that I'm going to get to my destination. I'm going to get there safely, and I'm going to enjoy the journey. And then you start thinking of that. You think from that. You think that you arrived at the place you arrived at the destination. You arrived there safely. You and your vehicle arrived there safely. You think from that place. You no longer think in terms of, I've got to control something. Because if you're trying to control something outside of you, that leads to failure because you can't control that. So that end goal, that's what you think about. You think about the end goal, you think about the end feeling, and then you think about the process to get to the end. So there's a certain amount of things that I need to do in order to get from point A to point B. If I want clients, then I got to market, right? I got to tell people about my business. So I'm thinking of that. I'm thinking of, I market daily or I market once a week and I schedule my social media and I schedule this and I schedule that. But the point is consistency in thinking. And not only that I market, but I successfully market. My marketing works. Okay. I'm controlling what I can control. I can't control anything else. Right. So I think the same thing. The second step is I say the same thing. I say the same thing. And what that means is that I send the same message to my subconscious mind every day. Okay. And the same message is what I just talked about. Right? Because all of our words are, it's basically a verbal version of our thought. So I communicate to my subconscious mind through affirmations or through audio, you know, guided imagery, whatever, that this is what's happening in my life. I am successful business owner, successful entrepreneur. You know, I am at my ideal weight. I am healthy. My life is great. This is what I'm communicating, right? I'm not scheduling problems. I'm not opening my world to problems. Even though those things can happen, I've got to be consistent with what I say to my subconscious mind, because my subconscious mind is the bridge between my conscious mind and the spirit world. So when I'm consistent with my language to my subconscious mind, then whatever help I need from the spirit world will come through that. Okay. So I remember when we moved from the last place we lived at, my daughter was smaller and she was doing the slime thing, you know, they do the slime stuff on YouTube, and she started making slime. Next thing I knew, she had been making slime and it got on the carpet, and it wasn't like a small amount, it was a good amount, right? And so I kind of flipped my lid at the moment I found out what was going on. I'm like, because, you know, we're renting the place, and, you know, I just knew that the landlord was going to hit up the security deposit. So I wasn't really feeling great about that. But I said, you know, how do I want this to go? Right. And I had the money to pay it. So I offered, when we met with the landlord at the end there, at the end of the lease, I offered to pay for the carpet. And he said, oh, you know, that's fine. We were going to change the carpet anyway. So we didn't have to pay for the carpet, which was a huge blessing. But up to that point, what I said was that this is going to go well and the landlord is going to be understanding and we're going to be able to work something out. And I just kept replaying that in my head. And I didn't do it for a long time because I didn't have a long time. It was probably like a week, really, to really get this in my mind that this was going to be okay. But long story short, like I said, he was amenable to it. He and his wife were amenable to it, and we didn't have to pay anything, which was a huge lesson because we certainly did damage the carpet, right? But my point is that when you say the same thing, I just kept telling my mind, like, this is going to be okay. We're going to work something out. you know, and I released it. I think that was the other thing, was that I didn't worry about it anymore. The problem with a lot of people is that they pray, they go to church, they do all the spiritual work, this mental work, and then they're still worrying, which more or less nullifies everything that you've done up to that point. You can't continue to worry about the thing when you've already told yourself that it's going to be okay. Because remember, the first step is, when you think the same thing, we're also capturing the feeling of the thing being completed. So if you're still worried about it, that means either it's not done or it was a result that you didn't want. Okay? So you got to release that worry. You can't worry about it. You can't be stressed out about it. I know it's hard. Okay? A lot of people have built the habit of stress. They've built the habit of worry. But you've got to release it if you're going to create the result that you want. So say the same thing. Communicate to the subconscious mind over and over again. Do this before you go to sleep. Tell it that this is who I am. This is my business. It's successful. I am successful. I do great at work. I do great things. I'm healthy. I'm prosperous. You know, at peace. I'm enjoying life. You got to say these things over and over again to build that consistency. Think the same thing. Say the same thing. And the third step is to do the same thing. So this is the power of a McDonald's or a Starbucks, right? The burger and the latte should taste the same, whether you're in New York, whether you're in Seattle, Houston, Texas, Miami, London, Africa, wherever you are. Excuse me, that product should taste the same, should be the same, because they have what's called standard operating procedures. So that latte should be made the exact same way, no matter where you get it from. And that's how you build a consistent and largely predictable life. There are people who are not unclear about whether they are successful or not. It's so ingrained in them, the expectation of success is so ingrained in them that it's not a huge surprise that they get there. There are certain people who experience success and it's like they won the lottery. And I get it, because I used to be that way, because they weren't really expecting it in the first place. So it's a happy surprise, which is good, but don't you want consistent success? I know I do. So the way that you create that is that you got to do the same thing. There has to be a level of predictability to your life every single day. I'm going to do these core things every single day, rain, sleet, or snow. No matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to do these things every single day. For me, it's been walking or some form of exercise every single day. And I've done that for going on 7 years now. I was very inconsistent with exercise up to that point. I would go hard for like 3 days, and then the other days I would just kind of let it go. But I started being more consistent, and it's made a difference in my health. It's made a difference in my stress levels in a lot of different parts of my life, because I decided that there are certain things I'm going to do no matter what. We go on a trip, we go different places, but I always make time to do it, because you got to do the same thing, right? You got to, you know, in your business, you got to do the same stuff. Right. And it gets, you know, challenging at times, because especially if you're not seeing the results, if you're not seeing the things, you know, the types of outcomes that you want, it's very difficult, you know, very difficult, to continue to get up and do the same things. But any athlete will tell you that practice makes perfect. You've got to do something so often that the mind is like muscle memory, right? The body just knows what to do. It's become that way, not only with exercise, but also with writing. I write every day, whether it's on my phone, whether it's on my tablet or my laptop. I write every day because it's a muscle. I do it now, right? But that didn't just happen by accident. I had to do that every day. I had to do the same thing every day. So that's really the core of what I'm talking about. Think the same thing every day, every time. Think from the end. Think, this is what I'm going to produce in my life. This is how I feel. And this is the process that I'm going to employ every day. Then you send the signal, you send the words to your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind goes to work for you. And what it will do is that it will go and draw in the people. It will go and talk to people. It will go and, you know, do things that you can't do. I truly believe that, you know, in the spirit world, the spirit went to that landlord and told him, don't flip out about the carpet. You know what I mean? I really believe that, because that's how it works. It's how creation works outside of yourself. But you got to change. You got to decide that this is what's going to happen and then be consistent about it. And then the last thing is, again, do the same thing. Power consistency. Every time. No exceptions. McDonald's, Starbucks, they all taste the same pretty much wherever you go, and that's on purpose. Because they built a process, they've built consistency. And in the same way, build consistency in your health practices, in your work practices, in business, every area of your life. When you build that consistency, you're going to start seeing the results. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share. And I'll talk to you soon.